We end our news stories with a dramatic rescue and Norwich City football stars kick off Christmas for each hospice. But first, burglars tie up a man during a raid on his home.
Norfolk police said that they believe the man had been specifically targeted in the aggravated burglary at the home in School Lane, Little Melton. Police said that up to four men had gone to the detached bungalow. They tied up the man, assaulted him and demanded money. The victim, who suffered minor injuries, managed to free himself and went to a neighbour's house to raise the alarm. But the burglars had escaped with what police described as a large quantity of cash. Detective Sergeant Mike Cox, who's investigating the crime, said, "We are currently trying to establish the exact circumstances around this incident, but we do believe it to be a targeted attack. I would urge anyone who may have seen any suspicious activity in the area at the time of the burglary to contact police."
One of Norwich's most famous landmark buildings could become a Wetherspoons pub, as it is just about to be available for business let, it was revealed. Hardwick House on Agricultural Hall Plain is currently boarded up as the main part of the building has been empty since Agent Savills vacated over a month ago. Will Jones, a partner at Bidwell's, the agent for Hardwick House, said the pub chain Wetherspoons, which has already four establishments in Norwich and renowned for using historic properties, were being approached. To quote, "We will be contacting Wetherspoons, as it, Hardwick House, could be a bar or restaurant. We will be looking at all options. There is plenty of demand for gyms or fitness clubs too."
The last Christmas at East Anglia's Children's Hospices, Each, in Quiddenham, has kicked off with a visit from some of Norwich City star footballers. Defenders Grant Hanley and Christoph Zimmermann, as well as Aaron Ekumar and Atlee Barkerson, joined 11 children and their families at the hospice. It comes as the charity, which supports children with life-threatening illnesses, plans to relocate to a new £10 million site at Framlingham Piggott by summer 2019. Caroline Church, Each Deputy Service Manager, said, "We really appreciate Grant, Christoph, Aaron and Atlee visiting and making this magical time of year that extra bit special for families. You could see they were genuinely interested in everything that goes on here, and they brought a lot of smiles and laughter to the hospice."
The new boss of a city-based charity has put out a call for more volunteers and new partnerships to support the elderly. Dan Skipper from Reapham has taken over as chief executive of Age UK Norwich after 3 years as the charity's chief operating officer and deputy chief executive. He said, to quote, "I think we are in changing times for older people. Those entering their 50s and early 60s now face different issues than those in the past. They may still be working or semi-retired. They are often more active and perhaps have high expectations of what they might want to do in retirement. At the same time, some of these are people who are often caring for their own parents, as well as looking after their grandchildren." Mr. Skipper said that means a mix of the old and the new, with tested and popular services continuing while the charity reaches out in fresh ways.
More people in Norfolk will be able to get their skates on at Norwich Ice Rink with the addition of sessions for wheelchair users. The session is returning after its success last year saw 19 people attend. Victoria Blake, head of events, said, "We are really pleased to be able to offer these sessions. We feel it's incredibly important that the ice rink is accessible to everyone, and so everyone has the opportunity to enjoy a fantastic skating experience. Wheelchair users must be accompanied on the ice by a competent skater who may skate free of charge."
An eyewitness has described a dramatic operation to safely transport a man across a river after he had a medical episode on an island. The man, believed to be in his 60s, had to be rescued by the Coast Guard after reports he had suffered a cardiac arrest on Thorpe Island, Thorpe St Andrew. Coast Guard teams from Winnerton and Galston, along with police and fire crews, were called to Thorpe River Green in Yarmouth Road by the ambulance service after reports that the patient could not be reached. He was taken by boat onto the mainland, where he received medical attention before being taken to Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital in an ambulance.
A future 50 chocolatier is savouring the sweet taste of success after being named the best small business in the country. Knorr Chocolate won the accolade at the British Chambers Awards, beating 750 other businesses to have entered, just weeks after picking up the regional title against the competition from Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire and other eastern counties. But after a year of success in 2018, the Norwich-based firm has already set itself ambitious targets for 2019 and has urged other small companies to overcome the fear factor that stops many of them from selling abroad. Director Matt Legon, who set up the company with his wife Terry in 2011, said that some 80% of the company's anticipated £2.5 million turnover this year had come from exports, and that the team was aiming to double in size to £5 million next year. Much of that growth will come from France, where Knorr has set up a new division, though it now sells to more than 20 countries. It's already in 1,000 stores, but wants to be in 4,000 next year, as it looks for sales of £1.5 million. And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. When you finish with the memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. Your readers this week were Bridget Cook and James McGarry on part one of the recording, and me, Richard Matthew, and Ree Chakraborty on part two. Brian Kerridge was the sound recordist, and Sarah Lusher the editor. So that's all from Chatterbox this week, and from me, Richard, it's goodbye and a happy Christmas to you.
And from me, Ree, goodbye and happy Christmas.